the Neil Bortz Radio Show. Before we get on to the phone calls, one more inch-by-inch story, the Islamization of Western Europe. And it's happening here, too, in this country. Foot baths for Muslims, government schools with separate prayer rooms for Muslims. It's just, okay, we're going to go to the National Health Service in Great Britain. Now, remember, it was just a couple of weeks ago that we had doctors working, Muslim doctors working for the National Health Service in Great Britain, who were plotting to blow up a bunch of Londoners. One of them slammed a car into the Glasgow airport. They got caught, folks. Car bombs. They got caught. The car bombs didn't go off. I guess Muslim doctors aren't all that good at rigging explosives. Working for the National Health Service. You would think, maybe, that the National Health Service in Great Britain would be looking really, really closely at its Muslim doctors and Muslim employees, but that would be racial profiling. And we can't have that, can we? Instead, the National Health Service in at least one London hospital, Lothians, whatever. In this one hospital, they have advised doctors and other health care workers that next month they are not to have working lunches. Now, what do they mean by a working lunch? That's where you bring your lunch from home or you bring in takeout and you have lunch at your desk. So next month, National Health Service, at least at this one hospital, you are not permitted to have lunch at your desk. Why not? Because it's Ramadan. And Muslims in your workplace might be offended if they see you eating at your desk. Why? I guess it's because Muslims don't eat during the day during Ramadan. They fast during the day and eat at night. Sort of like cockroaches. I did that for media myrmidons. Okay? The sort of like cockroaches. Neil Bortz refers to Muslims as cockroaches. Yeah, that'll be on Media Myrmidons. Those of you that are going to send that transcript to Media Myrmidons, don't forget to ask David up there, how's his girlfriend Hillary and George, how they're doing, you know? Hillary and George?